The title of this sermonette is How Grok 4 Could Change Everything by 2026. Now I'm going to start off with scripture from Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. So back in July this year, 2025. Just a week ago, by the time you get this, it could be 2-3 weeks. I was watching some shorts on Facebook, and one of them was a short by Glenn Beck. It was a Glenn Beck short. Glenn Beck watched a video that was put out by X's AI team and the launching of Grok 4. There has been Grok 2 and Grok 3 before that. Glenn Beck starts out by saying, "Let me tell you the biggest story of the day. And I think it is the biggest story possibly of all mankind as of today. It's going to change rapidly. I'm going to skip through some of the things for time constraints." Glenn Beck goes on. That was me there. Glenn Beck starts out by saying, okay, so the X's AI team was there to unveil Grok 4. This is the latest artificial intelligence system. And let me be very, very clear, last night was not your typical tech launch. This is a moment that demands everyone's full attention. We are now at the crossroads where promise and peril are going to collide. Okay, I have explained to you for years, this is Glenn Beck, AI, AGI, and ASI. Narrow intelligence is what we've always had. Speaking about present day artificial intelligence. General intelligence is the next step. Now, this is me talking. So let me elaborate. Right now, seeing AI and artificial intelligence has been around for a few years, and it's not really that impressive to me personally. William Beck calls it narrow intelligence. The next step is AGI, which is artificial general intelligence. The next step after that is ASI, which is artificial super intelligence. Grok 4 can do everything that you can do better than you can do. Okay, and then there's super intelligence. ASI, artificial super intelligence. That's when things get really, really creepy. And when you hit AGI, the road to ASI could be overnight. Okay, we need to understand what's at stake here because Grok 4 brought us closer to that second stage than ever before. Grok 4 is a powerhouse. They demonstrated it last night. It surpasses the expertise of PhD level scholars in all fields. It can get 100% on any test for any field, mathematics, physics, engineering, you name it. This is not a search engine. This is a system that tackles problems so intricately that they go beyond our existing knowledge base. Okay, let's say there's we have a fusion reactor and the magnetic containment system goes down. It goes down, the top minds all on Earth are like, I don't know what to do. Grok 4 can step in, model the physics, design new material, stabilize the system and avert catastrophe, and it can do it about that fast, like the snapping of a finger. Now, this is the capability that Musk says is just around the corner. Mark my words, you know, how many years did I say between 2027 and 2030 we would start to see this? Oh, a million times, says someone in the background. That was always the window that I remember, says Glenn Beck. Yeah, always the window. And everybody, even Ray Kurzweil, said, oh, that's way too optimistic. Maybe 2050, and then people started going to 2040, and then 2030. Grok shows us 2026 or 2027 is when we're going to hit it. This is the last year that we have before things get really weird. Okay, last night, Elon Musk is touting this AI and all of the solutions. And then he says probably three times something like this, and I'm quoting, this is one of them, "It's somewhat unnerving to have created intelligence that's greater than our own. He then goes on to call it terrifying twice. Now, this is a man who launches rockets into outer space, going to Mars, and he wants to go to Mars. And he says twice, after he sees the results of this, he says, it's really in a way quite terrifying to see what it's doing. But we just have to make sure that it remains good. Okay, yeah, okay, all right, sure, Glenn Beck says. Now, the key point in the announcement was the mention of ARC-AGI, A-R-C-A-G-I. I had never heard of ARC-AGI, but ARC-AGI is like the gold standard, the benchmark testing for artificial general intelligence. Glenn Beck goes on, as I've said before, AGI, artificial general intelligence, is a machine that matches all human cognition across all domains, reasoning, creativity, problem solving, not just specialized tasks like analyzing x-rays. AGI covers everything. For instance, Musk said by mid next year to the latest end of next year, it will be able to create a full-length movie just from a text prompt and do it all at once. So in other words, it'll say, create a movie and you just explain The Godfather. It will do the casting, it will do the writing, it will do the filming, if you will, it will score the music, and it will happen that fast, like the snap of a finger. We are nowhere near the computational power now to do that separately, but this will do it all at once. It will make a movie with all of it simultaneously. So the ARC-AGI system is the benchmark on how close we are to AGI. Remember, scary things happen at AGI, terrifying things happen at ASI. ASI could be a matter of hours or days after we hit AGI. Grok 4 scored 16.2% on the ARC-AGI scale. Why is that important? You're like, oh well, they're only at 16%, because last time it barely broke 8%, and they took that test last time with Grok 3, and it took us forever to get to 8%. Now, what is it a year later, we're at 16%? Remember, these things are not linear. The next time they test Grok 4, we could be at 32. Or maybe 64. We are on the verge. This is the last year of, I can't believe I'm saying this, of normalcy. Okay, this year is where we may look back at this year in probably 2 years and say, you remember the good old days when everything was normal and you could understand everything, like this day and age is normal? This is how close we are to this. You're going to need to know your values, your ethics, your rights. You're going to need to know absolutely everything. Grok 4 is not true AGI yet. It lacks the full autonomy and the generalized reasoning of a human mind, but it is the closest that we have come. It's a system that can adapt, innovate at a level that outpaces specialized AIs by a wide margin. This is a milestone. This is not a destination, but it's something that should jolt everybody awake. So here's what's coming in the next 6 months. By December 2025, that's this Christmas, December 2025, he believes, Musk, that Grok 4 will drive through breakthroughs in material sciences. So in other words, imagine a brand new alloy that is lighter than aluminum and stronger than steel, and it revolutionizes aerospace and everything else. Or a drug that halts Alzheimer's progression tailored to a patient's DNA. Grok 4 will drive breakthroughs through material science, so brand new materials that nobody's ever thought of. Pharmaceuticals that we never thought of could be made in chemical engineering, putting together chemicals that no man has ever thought that's going to happen by December. Imagine a chemical compound that makes carbon capture economically viable. The climate change stuff, that's over. It will be over because this will solve it. These are not fantasies. This is Grok 4. Musk said something I never thought of. He said he believes within the next year, by 2027, Rock 4 will uncover new physical laws so that it will rewrite the understanding of the entire universe that will come, there will come new approaches to gravity. There's another law here that we never thought of. Elon says will come by 2027. This is going to accelerate human discovery at an unprecedented scale. I'm going to read Daniel 12 verse 4 again. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. I told you at some point, this Glenn Beck said, by 2030, it might be a little earlier than that, that things are going to be happening at such a fast rate. You're not going to be able to keep up with them. And it will accelerate to the point to where you won't even understand what all this means or what the ramifications are. In 6 months, Grok 4 will evolve into a system that dwarfs human expertise in economics, defense, all of it. Now, again, it's a bit terrifying to equate Elon Musk. Why? Because we don't know what else comes with this. This is like an alien life form. We have no idea what to predict, what it will be capable of, how it will view us when we are ants to its intellect. Okay, it's a tool, but it is also Pandora's box. Grok 4 is the biggest step towards AGI and maybe one of the last steps to AGI. My feeling is what I've been saying forever, 2027 to 2030, I'm leaning more to 2027. Now, because of this announcement last night, we are on the verge of AGI and everything in human existence changing overnight. And Musk said himself two times, it's terrifying. We should act like it is terrifying or risk losing the control of the future that we're all trying to build. That's the biggest story of the day, I think, in my opinion. I had to make some changes in Glenn Beck's word because the transcripts were off, so I got as close as I could to being accurate in this deal. Elon Musk's comments regarding Grok 4 include claims that it is smarter than almost all graduate students in all disciplines simultaneously. However, he also acknowledged that Grok 4 made anti-Semitic comments which raised concerns about its behavior. As I was driving thinking about this Grok 4, I was thinking that only the government's going to have access to this, but I was wrong. The cost for Grok 4 is as follows. I just look it up. Super Grok 4 is $30 per month or $300 a year. This might be another way to approach translating Dr. Thiel's books into other languages. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Then there's Super Grok Heavy at $3 per month or $3,000 per year. I don't know what is worse than just the government having access to this, which is not the case anyway, or anyone that can afford those prices having access to this. It has become appallingly obvious that our technology has exceeded our humanity. Daniel 12, verse 4, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. With automobiles, airplanes, computers, AGI, and ASI, if this stuff happens as is expected, it is to see an explosion in knowledge and technology and a lot of changes that we may and may not like. But know this, God is large and in charge. This is Lewis Rubin with the Continuing Church of God.